When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, this is Nick Jensen from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. I specialize in helping people overcome their anxiety and reclaim their lives back. Through holistic approaches that address the mind, body, and spirit, I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards a state of balance and well-being. Together, we'll work on developing effective coping strategies and mythologies, and we'll explore the root causes and implement positive lifestyle changes. So say goodbye to anxiety and hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. Welcome back to another episode on anxiety. Today we will discuss smoke and mirrors and how can this help us with creating more awareness on anxiety. But first of all, I have to admit that this topic was kind of challenging for me, because we're going to go into psychology, self-conditioning of the mind. You can say that it's easy to be persuaded to think different ways, and we'll go into the reasons behind this. So if we're going through anxiety, we can use some of these concepts to see how we can get so addicted to wrong thinking or compulsive thinking or attention too much on the thinking, and then persuade ourselves to even think that's true, which stimulating the anxiety center of our brains, and then which is the part of the amygdala. Okay, so which from the part of the amygdala which stimulates us, and then we can't get off the treadmill of thought, or the hamster wheel of thought. So let's go on with it. This, and I'm just going to try to today we're going to explore smoke and mirrors. Okay, also often used to describe where things appear to be one way, but they're actually in fact a different. So what that means is that sometimes what we think isn't exactly how it is, right? Absolutely. So we'll go with the reason behind that. So it's not the fact, but we can actually be fooled to believe it's a fact. It's actually quite different. When we look at smoke and mirrors, the word smoke and mirrors, the idea was spun from the magic shows in the days of illusions and performers. And they used to use smoke and mirrors to deceive, or use the word deceive, our minds and captivate our attention. There's another thing, captivate our attention of, And also captivate our consciousness, and because where consciousness is quite, it's always craving, or it's always clinging to whatever it believes or whatever it knows from the past. And this is a perception. And these kind of false ways of smoke and mirrors are all false. And they've been used for centuries, and actually they can be used in our daily lives, and they can actually can be used in politics, marketing, relationship is another thing. We'll need to go into that. and personal perception and projection. So in NLP, we have something called perception and projection. That's not, it's the opposite. We can't see it, but it's like a blind spot. We can't see. We might, it's just kind of a saying that we hate, we don't like this person. They make us angry and trigger us. But the point is, it's actually, we see that, but the reason is that maybe deep down in the unconscious, we actually crave for that. We want that. So sometimes whatever we're triggered with, that's something within us that needs that. It's part of our healing, but it's always the consciousness always pushing it back. All right. So in this podcast that I'm, right here, right now, I will try and explain its effects on anxious minds and how we can navigate through the illusions of the world we live in, and this deceptions and the manipulations from inner self, government, political parties, all this sort of stuff, and social media, anything that can has the ability to affect our cognition. And through the power of illusion and persuasiveness, talk, words, people, opinion, mind states can be changed, okay, easily, so easily. Called you listen to spin doctors. Spin doctors are very persuasive people. Through the power of word, we can actually be persuaded easily. So we have to be discerning who and what we listen to, especially people who are, sort of anxiously challenged. I know that anxiously challenged, some people actually have something called they have to get to a level of really being cautious of what they hear, because they're easily stimulated, especially people OCD. They also have this case of unbelieving the process or being very critical. Now, I'm saying critical because that's a good thing. And as we move on, we say there's reasons that, how do we deal with this? And I think we'll mention this hopefully in a bit later in the speech that, we need to have this critical mind. However, overthinking or over-criticism can actually get us into much more spiraling effect and down to the lower vibrational energy. And that can actually be ruminating thoughts and create ruminating thoughts. So be careful that also there's a negative and positive to it. Looking at some marketing perceptions or of marketing perception of desirability or exclusivity. So when people market to us, they are looking at desirability and exclusivity. I want to buy this because I'll be desired and I need to be exclusive. It feels like it's me. It's all just a one-off and there's nothing like it. So I'm special. So all want to belong to someone, to feel like we're special. And marketeers tend to exaggerate the benefits and the product services and creating a idolized version of a reality, so which is totally false. And we got to look at being in consumerism is very, 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 very careful in these days, especially in multimedia. Also, let's look at the personal relationship. What individuals may preset it could be false or over exaggerated and unauthentic version of themselves, leading to further misunderstandings and disappointments and the lack of genuine connection. So some of us can be actually very good deceptors in relationships, and not to say that narcissists can be people can be really, really good in camouflaging smoke and smoky mirrors. And and before you know it, you start feeling it. We are feelers. We know when something's not genuine, doesn't feel right. But still, the reason why we still have that, need that connection as human beings. Relationship can play a big part, especially when it spirals and goes down the other way. One day it was a lovely relationship and communication was open. The next day the heart is closed, and then we're spiraling down, 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 and we're losing that authenticity. And then misunderstandings come up, and before you know it, we're vibrational lower vibration called hate, resent, and that just kind of grows and festers. Not good for our health, especially folks with anxiety. Now, how do we navigate through these illusions? All right, so how do we navigate through these illusions? So once again, we must develop, as I mentioned earlier, that critical thinking, the habits there for seeing through smoke and mirrors, develop the skills of questioning the information that we receive consciously, and have the ability to evaluate resources available to us and leading us to potential perspectives and or multiple perspectives. So unless we can be critical, we cannot go into the state of to be able to evaluate and have our and tap into these multiple perspectives to make a better value decision, so we don't fall the traps into the mirrors, smoke and mirrors, which helps us unveil the truth, uncover the truth behind those illusions. Another thing we can do, the awareness of techniques used to create a the awareness of this create the smoke and mirrors, because a lot of them are deceptive and can be recognized, and understanding manipulative techniques can empower ourselves to make make better informed decisions. One more, there's another one. The more authentic we become ourselves, and once I said with ourselves, this allows us to see others and deceptive of others, and can also see the authenticity in others. So, and you will sense that they're not authentic, and the bells will start ringing. Your intuition will start asking questions and say, this doesn't feel right. We know it. We got this inner thing called intuition, and we know what genuine people are genuine or misleading us. We can feel it. Yeah, once we can feel this, and after a while. But I think because we're anxious, like a lot of us need to feel like we need to belong. We're anxious avoidance. We stay in our own spaces, and we need to connect. So we can easily dupped in that way. We can look at psychological manipulations and can be used to deceive, influence others, like tapping into cognitive bias sort of area, confirmation bias. So you got you got two types. You got confirmation bias and availability holistic, which shapes our perceptions and beliefs. Knowing these technologies can help us from falling into a trap and help us with great, guarding us against falling into victims to manipulation of others and all above mentioned. So got to be very, very careful in this area. So our minds want to be duped in a way, or tricked in a way, or manipulated. And so we got to understand that it does happen. If we look deeply, we can see how ethical and society really is, and how after does it in ethicity, how even society, whatever's out there, can be justified, contains goals. What boundaries are there between persuasiveness and manipulation of society? It kind of comes back to marketing and social ethics. We can look into our cognitive bias, mental shortcuts to lead into the habits of irrational thinking. How do we go with that? Look, at this point, we're so busy and all that, and we have this irrational thinking going on all the time, and leads us into decision making. Yeah, we go on a little bit longer. Mental shortcuts leads into habits of irrational thinking. Look, no one wants to think. It takes so much effort to change a behavior, even to think. So we just go slip down the slippery ladder really easy. We can look on to online media deception. All right, that's another way. Technology creates a lot of deception and propaganda and falsism and scams, illusions, and all that sort of stuff. And we must use a lot of caution to that in today's technology. Don't be fooled, like people calling you up and say you got a bill to pay, or you got this account that's shorting, and it's actually not the banks, it's not telephone play, it's someone out there fishing for your information and tricking you, because then you'll see that you've stacked the idea that that's possible, and then before you know it, you get lured down the hole, and then some money's parted from you. So yeah, you can see smokes and ladders, how it kind of works. Also, let's look into more deeper into the psychological mechanisms. Confirmation bias, information interpretation, pre-existing beliefs and expectation, leading people to be fooled, to believe, and to already believe deception of the mind. So this is it, how to explain that. It's something that we've spanked up or stacked up a belief, but we can be fooled in believing that that's the fact. And so it is a confirmation. It's a deception. It's like pre-existing beliefs. It says pre-existing belief. We can be fooled to pre-exist. So how does that work with anxiety? Very easily. We can believe that this was correct. We've experienced this before, and then we're experiencing the same thing. And so our mind goes to work and starts to believe it. We actually fool to believe that that is the case. Then we're deceived. So another psychological mechanism, availability heuristic, mental shortcuts. People having the habit of relying on immediate examples or information and fast, sort of in a fast habitual kind of society community, to mind easily. So I try to explain that energy and thinks it's the proper one, making quick judgments and or decisions, and create and arrives to just to hype. Availability. Okay, so mental shortcuts. That people have the ability of relying on immediate examples or information to suit a problem, to solve a problem. So the mind can be easily tricked, and it takes energy. It takes energy for us to think once more again properly, and making quick judgment and decision. That's where we are these days. We're so fed with so much information, it's getting so confusing that it's easy to make quick judgments and decisions which are totally wrong, because we've been manipulated and deceived to think that way. So it's another way that in psychology it's called availability. It's available for us to believe. It's a shortcut. We're always looking for shortcuts. Our mind is designed for shortcuts. It does not. Because if you go deeper into something, even contemplating thinking, it actually takes a lot of energy, right? And then this energy is like, it's creating a habit. Even while I'm creating all these podcasts, I notice that it's taking a lot of effort, a lot of energy to create this. But there's a reward at the end. It is a challenge. And even though I'm reading some notes here, in psychology notes here, it's interesting to see that I'm struggling with some of that. My mind is not, apart from that I'm seeing it from at night, I'm doing this podcast at night. I'm having this availability thing, and I can actually shortcut it, believing some of this stuff I'm saying is quite true. And I like to say it's true. It's been researched. So that's interesting. Moving on, I've got another one. It's called anchoring effect. When we see something or bits of information, and we begin to relay, we can be and rely on this and allow us to buy into something and get so easily influenced, and our perception bias, their subsequent evaluation, while this leads us to accept the illusion and the lies to be real to us. we've anchored anchored to this. It's all about, again, relaying on things that we are so influenced on. And that's that one. Then we have another one, the social proof. Social proof. This is where we can get hooked on to others or for others' advice on the how to behave, how to believe, and how and what to believe. The illusion is the popularity of something and influencing our opinions and actions, and it's a fabricated evidence of stuff like testimonials, creating deceptions and smoke and mirrors. So all this fabricated evidence, like testimonials, can make us believe in social proof that the person when listening is actually, you know, have done it, and we should buy something from them because we want the same thing. We want that success. So yeah, we can be very much tricked into that, and a lot of people have done that and lost a lot of money, and especially in areas of social media marketing. Or learning to be a better marketeer in the social arena, social arena. Yes, so that's another one. We can also have something called the emotional manipulative, the smoke and mirror, exploiting emotions, especially anxious avoidance people using fear to control the victim and evolve. Of strong and evoke strong emotions, like almost like bribery, you know. This is a very common one, emotional manipulation and smoke and mirrors. Therefore, overriding the logical thinking. So when we're emotionally, and especially folks who've got anxiety, if they're totally emotional, it's easy to override the logical thinking. And the saying says, as the man shall think is the man who can think is a quote. The man who can think is a man, is a dangerous man. So we can change minds. And but especially if that's the case, emotional manipulation, someone can be emotionally unstuck here and get totally manipulated. So how does that relate to anxiety? I guess when we're so emotional, we can get so much involved and exploited. And especially if someone, if you have a partner maybe, and this the person is a anxious avoidant, and there's so much fear and control, and then they feel controlled and they feel victimized consistently. It is, and again, evoked to strong emotions. So they have the ability to evoke strong emotions, and this is the way they manipulate and control. Therefore, it overrides our logical thinking. Simple as that. Fear can also create suspicion and influence our rational thinking, decision-making skills. And emotional manipulation can also create a sense of urgency, exploit vulnerabilities, and prey on people's desires for security and belonging to something. So, so that's an interesting one. I really like that one. And we've got to be careful with that one. We can so get duped in so easily when it comes to emotions and anxiety. Then we have something called illusionary truth effects. It's the tendency to become that information is to believe that information is true. Simple course is familiar to what we know already, and repeating consistently the message behind it, and then this creates the illusion of creating a more credible, real, trust and worthy. However, it's misleading. And then we have, so that's it there on some psychology ways of the way we get duped. We can believe in things, and so just now I want to actually tap into this part of the speech. I want to tap into how can the awareness of smoke and mirrors assist someone who is anxiously challenged. Somebody is actually challenged. So I guess we can look into the awareness of smoke and mirrors. Can be really beneficial for someone with anxiety. in many ways. Number one, we can look at reducing cognitive distortions. Often rely on cognitive distortions such as exaggeration, catastrophizing, which is common in anxiety challenged people. They look at black and white thinking, manipulative perception. Being aware of these techniques can really help individuals with anxiety and recognize their thoughts of being distorted. Okay, I'll repeat that. Once they get an understanding of these kind of manipulations, that they can understand that their thoughts are being distorted and challenged, and then this challenges them more effectively. So by questioning the validity, okay, of the exaggerated claims or catastrophic scenarios presented by the smokes and mirrors, again, our minds create that, not only just external, but it's also internal. Individuals can then replace anxiety-provoking thoughts and gain a more balanced perspective. Let's look at another one. Developing critical thinking skills. It's important to sit back, relax, and meditate. Start learning to not be so responsive. But rather reactive. For the anxiety mind reacts more like, as we said earlier, emotionally unstuck. Things we mentioned, how we can get exploited. So let's develop this critical thinking and thrive on exploiting cognitive biases and emotional manipulation. By becoming aware of these tactics, we can, as anxiety challenged people, can develop this critical thinking skill to evaluate information and more objectively. We can question the credibility of sources, look for evidence to support or refute claims, and consider alternative viewpoints. This analytical approach can help reduce anxiety, providing more rational and evidence-based understanding of situations. So there we go. It just tells us that be careful what we believe in. We can actually persuade ourselves. So the whole message is smokes and mirrors. What is true and what isn't, you know? What's the truth? What's the truth in this? So let's look at another one. We can also, as emotionally challenged, anxiety challenged people, we can also build something called build resilience against manipulation. Smoke and mirrors often target vulnerability. We are vulnerable people with anxiety, and we have fears and we have insecurities to, you know, manipulate our emotions and that can control our perceptions and our feelings. And before we go, we're everywhere. So mirrors often target vulnerable fears and insecurities to manipulate emotions, controls, perceptions. We can all learn to recognize these emotions and not be so exploited. We can take the steps to falling into the traps of deception. This kind of thing can do, the awareness can actually empower us to make decisions and based on our own needs and values, rather than being swayed by external influences. So we can also look at seeking reliable information support. Smoky mirrors often rely on misinformation or fabricated evidence, and being more aware of this can motivate ourselves with anxiety, people with anxiety, to seek out reliable resources, information, support. And we can look for trustworthy experts and reputable organizations or evidence-based research, and to validate or debunk the claims. This can alleviate anxiety, providing accurate, reliable information to make informed decisions and to take appropriate action. So there you go. There is things we can do. We can also look at another one, is strengthening the self-confidence. Smoke and mirrors can be undermine our self-confidence by creating doubt, fear, and sense of inadequacy. We aren't good enough here, so let's go with that. But we have things to do. We have to become more aware of the tactics, and which can help us with anxiety. Recognize when our self-confidence is being manipulated. You know when you've been swiped out. You know when your confidence has gone down. I know when it is. It feels that way. And so by understanding that smoky mirrors can aim to receive and control individuals and maintain a more positive self-image and resist the negative impact of deception techniques on the self-esteem. So when we look at the whole thing, this awareness of smoke and mirrors, the topic today, can really assist us with anxiety in developing these critical thinking skills. That is important. But to a point where it's reasonable and rational. Reducing cognitive distortions is very important, and building resilience against manipulation. Seeking information, reliable information, strengthening self-confidence. By learning to navigate through this, we can alleviate anxiety and make more informed decisions based on rationality and evidence, and not just jumping to conclusions. So I do have a few questions in this segment, in this episode. I want to run a few questions by empowering questions to regarding smoke and mirrors. So question one, what evidence supports this claim, and is it from a reliable biased source? So when when we are subject to situations, what is the evidence that I'm about to believe? Is there some where is this unbiased source coming from? Another one is, what alternative explanation or perspectives should I consider before accepting this information as true? How does this information align with my values, beliefs, and personal experiences? And then there's another question. What emotions or biases might be influencing my perception of this information? And what is the intention or the motive behind presentation of this information? Is there a hidden agenda? Have I critically evaluated the credibility and the qualification of this person or organization presenting this information? And where are they coming from? What are the potential consequences of accepting this information without further investigation or verification? And what would happen if I just jumped into something? Am I being presented with a balanced view of the topic? Or is there a deliberate attempt to manipulate my opinions and my perception? How does this information align with the consequences or consensus? Sorry, how does this information align with the consensus or expert opinions in a relevant field? Does it relate? Does it correlate? Is it similar? How is this? Am I basing my judgment solely on presentation style, emotional appeal? Or am I seeking factual evidence, support, or refute the claims? Now, by asking these empowering questions of ourselves, and when we subject it to anything that appears to be smoke and mirrors, we can engage in critical thinking, evaluate the information more objectively, and protect ourselves from being influenced by smoky mirrors. And let's remember that, remember to take time to gather reliable information, consider different perspectives, and make informed decisions and bias and evidence and rational. I really actually like some of our anxiety support groups on this. They're always asking questions on a global view, and there's wonderful people that relate back, especially if they had the same experience, especially when it comes to medication to ease the mind down, to ball, make it more calm, to make it less irrational thinking, less stimulating the stimulating the nervous system, the emotional center, the amygdala. Okay, so meditation time, guys. So settle in. It's time to really come into the space and open up, relax, and through the subconscious we can actually really preserve the information and this interesting topic about smoke and mirrors. So I would like you to, or invite you to to take, you know, find a comfortable position and allow your body just to relax. And after the stimulating conversation, audio, broadcast, audible, and just ask you to relax, yeah, your mind, and settle, and just close your eyes gently, and take a deep breath with me. We're going to be filling your lungs with fresh air as we exhale slowly and slower than inhale. And we'll let go of any tensions or any distractions, allowing ourselves to fully immerse in this present moment. So let's do that. Let's do about three breaths and settling into your center, finding your center, and moving into that breath, into the nose, and just focus, put attention to our wonderful, how we can put attention to something else, and we can attention to our breath through and breathing, inhaling through the nose, feeling the air, inhale in your mind's eye for about 8 seconds, at the top hold a little bit, and exhale slowly from the mouth, sighing out for 8 seconds. As we do this, we begin just relaxing our body. If there's any tension, dissolving the tension. Let's go again, one more. Hold the top. Oh, releasing our day. Taking out the tension, thoughts, any anxious thoughts. Relaxing. And one more time. One more time at your own time. Just mellowing down. Oh. The magic breath. Today, we embark on a journey of self-reflection. We explore the concept of smoke and mirrors, the art of deception, that can cloud our thoughts and emotions and perceptions. And as we delve into this meditation, we are invited to embrace this empowering insights that can guide us through the illusions and unveil the truth within us. Allow our intuition to work for us and open to that. And when we are emotionally attacked, our emotions can unveil a lot of wonderful, wonderful information. Smoke and mirrors, illusions abound. But through self-awareness, the truth can be found. Let us seek clarity in the world of deceit, unraveling the veils that cloud our vision. Let them just fleet. As we breathe in deeply, let the breath be our guide, soothing our mind, letting distractions just subside. Exhale all the worries, release them with grace, embracing the present moment, and just being in our inner space. Let's question the narratives that are presented to us, seeking evidence, a perspective that rings true. What lies beyond the smoke, beyond the mirage? Explore with an open mind. The truth will emerge. Consider the alternative explanation that arises. Dive deeper into the layers with curious eyes. For in embracing different viewpoints and views, we gain wisdom, understand, and refuse to be used. You become wise. align our values and beliefs and experiences with information presented, but seek coherence. Let the truth and integrity be a guiding light, a compass to navigate through the darkness of nights. Notice the emotions that sway our perceptions. For in their grip, we can lose our direction. Breathe and detach. Observe them with grace, allowing clarity to shine through as its own and with its own pace. Let's uncover the intentions behind the presentation. Is there even an agenda or a biased narration? With discernment, see through the manipulative goose limb and then reclaim your autonomy, where truth never dies. Let's evaluate the credibility of those who speak. Are they qualified? Do they have some sort of experience? Or are they playing hide and seek? Don't be swayed by the charismas or the captivating charm to seek expertise and the knowledge, seeking yourself from harm. Consider the consequences of accepting information without investigation or thoughtful contemplation. For in the realm of smoke and mirrors, we must be aware to make informed decisions with the utmost care. Seek a balanced view, free from manipulation, where the truth and falsehood find no collaboration. In the face of bias and distortion, stand tall. Embrace critical thinking. Let illusion fall. Consult the consensus, the experts in the field. Their opinions and insights are a reliable shield. For collective wisdom holds the power to reveal the truth that lies hidden, waiting to heal. Do not judge solely by presentation or appeal, but seek factual evidence. Let objectively be real. In the realm of smoke and mirrors, truly, truly may hide, but with the perseverance, we will always reside. And as you continue to breathe, let go of doubt and fear, embracing the empowerment that is now drawing you so near. You hold within you the power of discernment to see beyond illusions to the truth. You will return. Breathe in, breathe in, and with each breath release the fog, the smoke and the mirrors that can cloud your dialogue. Allow the clarity of thoughts to arise. And as you see through the veils with awakened eyes and in this stillness, this moment, find solace, find peace, a sanctuary where illusions and deceptions just cease. Embrace the truth within. Let it guide your way. And in the realms of smoke and mirrors, hold truth. With each inhale, breathing strength and insight, exhale the illusion, reclaim your inner light. You are the master of your perception and the mind. And in the realm of smoke and mirrors, your truth you will find. And let gratitude fill your heart for this journey you've taken, for the wisdom gained, for the illusions forsaken. Know that you have the power to discern and see beyond the smoke and mirrors to whom you're meant to really be. As the meditation comes to an end, to a close, let's bring awareness back to us. Inhale deeply now. And feeling the energy within. And no longer off the track. Carry these insights with you as you navigate each day. And this, in this space of smoke and mirrors, let your truth be you and never be and never hold sway. When faced with illusions, remember the questions you've asked, the tools of discernment, your truth unmasked. You have the power to see through them. And as we continue on this journey of self-reflection and exploration of smoke and mirrors, let us dive deeper into the concept and its implication. Smoke and mirrors can age old art, used to manipulate and play a part. Illusions crafted with skill and precision, a dance of deception, a clever decision. And in our modern world, where information flows, the art of deception continues to impose. Fake news, misinformation, and biased narratives challenge your ability to discern what truly lives. But fear not, for when within you lies the key to see beyond the illusions and truly just to be free. Through self-awareness and critical thought, you can navigate the smoke and mirrors. Practice mindfulness, be present in the moment. For in presence, the truth can be potent. Observe your thoughts, emotions, reactions, and question their origins, their hidden transactions. Develop a discerning mind and a keen eye to see through the smoke and the truth to spy. Seek reliable sources, unbiased and fair. And evaluate information with utmost care. Now embrace the power of empathy and compassion to understand different perspectives in a world of division, or in unity and understanding that the smoke dissipates and the truth emerges breaking through the gates. Remember, dear seeker, dear friend, that you hold the power to see beyond the smoke, to rise to the tower. Trust your intuition, your inner knowing. And in the realm of smoke and mirrors, keep your truth glowing. And as we come to this meditation, to the end of their meditation, to a close, take a moment now to express gratitude for the insights that we've gained and the clarity found. Carry this awareness with you as you navigate the world of smoke and mirrors, always seeking the truth and staying true to the authentic self. As the world is designed in duality, and that's how it is. And so when you're ready, gently open your eyes and bring in your renowned sense of clarity, discernment into the world around you. May you walk with confidence, guided by truth, amongst the illusions that may surround you. Friends, thank you for joining me on another meditation. This one has been slightly challenging, but it has been a very good one. Especially if you're going through, if you're anxiety challenged, and it's not easy out there sometimes, and we can believe in things, you know, you can actually believe our own beliefs, which is like, I'm not good enough, I'm lonely, I'm unworthy, and all this sort of stuff. And I'm so scared and full of fear. These are just self-belief illusions and smoke and mirrors. And having said that, wishing you blissful, happy world for you, and may you find love and peace and guidance. This is Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Namaste.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.